signed it out for 2 weeks from now. His smile was such kedusha taro that we'll all be better people for the next half an hour. Can't say much more than that. You didn't see what he said? Why didn't you see? What? Was he British? Are ready? Okay. We're going to take the sugya to another level today. I hope you started the Ramban. We're going to start the Ramban tomorrow. What we have over here in the sugya over here, now that we've arrived at the sugya of Tarfa Kain, is we have what's called Klali Tfisa. Klali Tfisa, the Shach has a whole sefer called Tarfa Kain. It's funny how the world has changed. When I was a bacher, people used to give it bar mitzvah presents as if they had hoped that bar mitzvah bacher would use it one day. But for the same reasons that people gave Pnei Yeshuas. What? Did you get an English translation of Mayan Shel Torah? The 24/6. No, but Mitzvah boy doesn't have in Lakewood today. He doesn't need it. Maybe he terrorized his parents in grade 6 for it. Let's go. It's Tarfa Kain of the Pshach. It is the Kitzer Tarfa Kain of the Tumim Rabbi Yenison, who wrote a whole pirush on it. This is the Klali Tfisa of the Nesivos. Right here, tens and tens and tens and tens of pages, each one of them. What are the Klal Matfisa? So we have a little bit, we started the Tesis, we're in the middle of the Rosh now, then we move into the Ramban and the Ran, which are very similar. We'll juggle them tomorrow, I'll show you how. And then we have the Ramban. Those are the four main Rishonim we're going to take a look at. Tesis, the Rosh, Ramban over the next few days, and the Ramban. I want to take the Rosh now to a different level today, and what I'm going to say today in the Rosh is going to take the whole circuit to a different level completely. Mamish completely, doesn't get away. The Rosh Paskind over here, we'll start slowly, okay? The Rosh over here Paskind that talk for Koyim TV, are you allowed? We have a dilemma over here. Are you allowed to chop or not? Are you allowed to chop? We're starting to see that it's not a posha that you're not allowed to chop. Not the Poshid Yen Al Arachab. There's all types of exceptions. We're Al Arachab, Nitheter. So we're going to start like this. The Rosh says, I have a raya that Yen Al Arachab. What's a raya that Yen Al Arachab? Because when Nachman says, on Dafkuf Beis on the Beis, that in the case of the Merchatz, Karkov Cheskis Bel Medes, he argues on Shmuel, he says, even if you come at the end of the month, we don't say, I'm going to give a raya and you have to pay. Because the Karka, I'm the more common the Karka. From there, the Rosh brought a raya, the Tarfa Kain was Yivyodi Nal Arachab. So the Kasha is, I mean, it's the Kasha in a point blank way. The Kasha is a shocking Kasha, and the answer is even more shocking. The Kasha is very simple, I don't understand. Watch what I'm going to say. How could the Rosh say, watch, I want to teach you how to ask a Kasha. What's the Nusuk of the Kasha? What's the correct way of asking the Kasha? The correct way of asking the Kasha is like this. How could the Rosh say that the Pshat of Rav Nachman over there is because Tarfa Kain was Yivyodi, the reason why you have to pay the 13th month because you grabbed the 13th month. You grabbed it. Haloi, the Rosh himself on Dafkuf Bey says Mufurish, that he only set his din by Karka. If you would have had the same dilemma on Metaltolim, we would say that you grabbed it and it's good. That's how much I fell on the Rosh. How could the Rosh say that Rav Nachman is a riot to the international global din of Tarfa Kain with Yivyodi that you're not allowed to grab? Because Rav Nachman said you're not allowed to grab the 13th month. There's no such Rav Nachman, not only there's no such Rav Nachman, Nachman says the opposite. Rav Nachman says that the problem is by Karka, the Rosh speaks out on Tov Kupes, that if it would have been Metaltalim, so you would have the same dilemma on Metaltalim. Twice Rosh Rishon, twice Rosh Nachman, and you would have grabbed the 13th month. What would be the din? You would keep it. That's the question in the following way. If the 13th month is called Chapping, see a lot of Chapping, not a lot of Chapping. What's it do with Karka Metaltalim? That's the steer, that's the Kusha Atsum of the Neira on the Rosh. How could the Rosh say that the Pshat of Rav Nachman, why you can't grab the 13th month is because of the din of Tarfa Kain, but see me other, you can't chop, when Rav Nachman says just the opposite. Rav Nachman says that by Karka you can't chop, and the reason is, And the reason is, because karka you can't chop, because karka is always in the rishos of the bottom, so you can't do an act of tfizan. But metalpim, you could chop. Is by the way I'm asking the kasha is not only just Rav Nachman doesn't say it, Rav Nachman says the opposite. Rav Nachman says that if the 13th month would have been by metalpim, you'd be able to chop. It looks like a printing mistake. This is one of the famous kashas in Bamasia. How could the Rosh get up and say that the reason why Rav Nachman says you don't have to pay for, you have to pay for the 13th month is because you chop the 13th month? When it says just the opposite, it says that if the 13th month would have been metaltum, you're allowed to chop it. Pum fakert. You're allowed to chop it. Rav Nachman is a writer, you're allowed to chop. Because the 13th month is called chopping. And Rav Nachman says the problem is because it's karka. Karka, you can't chop. You didn't chop, now you can't. But the Rosh is before, should be metaltum, you can chop. Stay before, you're allowed to chop. Elamaya, tell me, the 13th month is not called chopping, so what do you mean we're right? Rav Nachman was all. You didn't chop it all. There it says, you chopped. But the problem is because karka, you can't chop. Metaltum, you couldn't. That's the Kushya Tsuma, by the way, this Kasha. I saw this morning before I came. The Shach asks, the Heilige Shach in Sefer Tokfer Koin, which you didn't get for your Bar Mitzvah, Bechal, because there's nobody who came to Bar Mitzvah who knew that there was such a Sefer. The Shach in Sefer Tokfer Koin, right? Well, that was a Sugya called Tokfer Koin. Kama Vekama, lack of Yediyas. It goes back a long way. What? You had, I didn't say it. I said, that's not your option. Yeah? The Shach, the Heilige Shach, in Simon, in Tokfer Koyin, in Simon Mem Dalet, Ois Mem Dalet, it's not a Simonim, in Ois Mem Dalet, in Sefer Tokfer Koyin, the Shach is the Kasha. The Shach is, what's going on over here? Rav Nachman said the opposite. Rav Nachman over there said over there, Karka, Shteta Metalpum, you're allowed to grab. As a fact, the Heilige Shach, in the Sefer Tokfer Koyin, on the Rosh. In order to answer this Kasha, I'm going to say long-winded Teretz. To answer this kasha, what did he find in Rav Nachman? It's a whole pilpul, it's a whole shtickle Torah, but it's a pshat emes lamitay. This is what the Velt says. I'm going to explain it for Hachov Gedola because it brings out not the heart of the sugya, a new heart of the sugya. It goes like this. The Rashi is the kasha from Shmuel. Shmuel argues Rav Nachman. Shmuel says, you're allowed to grab the 13th month. Frek the Rosh, the Tosis kasha. How could you grab the 13th month? Talk for Koyim, it's in the other. We pass it on Agamar. So the Rashi answered, I do, ideally. You didn't come till the end of the month, so I admitted that the month is yours. So he has the string of kashas, four kashas. One kasha is, what's there to admit? It's a suffering and din. Second of all, how do you admit? So why in the middle of the month is it half? Third of all, the Gemara over there says the Talmud Shmuel is toughest. So I said yesterday, and the two of them says like this also in the first, the Rebbe Rebbeinus and Ebershitz, Heilige Rebbe, he said that the Tumim says in Eisman Dalal on his Sefer Tokfer Koyin, the Tumim says that Abadi didn't mean it's Haidah. I know that a number of you came over to Rabbi Fisher Shlita this morning and asked that the Lashon of the Rosh is Mashra, that's a full scale Haidah. I'm aware of that. I heard I was updated twice already, once during the morning and once afterwards. I might say the Tumim himself buffers it and says that the Rosh is Mashra, it's a full scale Haidah, but there's nothing you can do about it. He can't mean a Haidah over here. He could not have meant that there's a full-scale Haidah, because the Iker Raya that he could not have meant a full-scale Haidah is the middle of the month, Zachach Leku. Either you're Moite, you're not Moite. What do you mean you're Moite in the middle of the month? How do you get to the middle of the month? Either it's 13 or it's 12. So the Heilige Tumim said, V'kach Mukublanu, that when the Rosh said Oidu Oidile, he did not mean to say that I admit it. There's nothing to admit. What the Rosh meant to say was that I'm letting you take it. There's a Tisa Bershos, slowly. Tisa Bershos means, what's the case of Tisa Bershos, by the way? What's the case of Tisa Bershos? So, I printed out for you today a Rosh in Bukhairis, Perakal Bukhairis, that the Rosh brought down a Ramban, that a Tisa Bershos works. The case of a day that the Rosh brings down was a case where, let's say a guy, what would be a case of Tisa Bershos? So the Rosh of the day speaks about a case of a guy who didn't know the din. Right, there was a Suffolk Bechor, over there the Suffolk Pigeon Aben, over here the Suffolk, all the same cases. And the Kohen comes running and says, what do you mean? Suffolk the Isa Lechomra, whatever, Achvez Nishwat Bechor. So the guy's a Shaita, he doesn't know the din is. He didn't come for the Tukfer Kohen, okay? Seder. And he never heard the din of Tukfer Kohen, Moetze Veil Varaya. Say, the Shaita, the Yisrael gives his Amoritz, he gives it to the Kohen, right? Afterwards he goes, he learns the din, and he finds out that he wasn't supposed to give it to him. Okay, so it was a Tisa Bershos. You didn't do an act of Gzela, and I gave it to you. Myself, I'm the one who gave it to you. That's the example he gives over there. Well, I let you take it, okay? I was having Moida. Can't be Moida. I don't be Moida. I didn't know anything. I let the guy take it, okay? Whatever the situation was, I decided to let you take it. Face the trust. Says the Rosh over there, Bishem the Ramban, that a Tisa Bershos works. I want to stop here and explain Berachava what's going on over here. Yesterday we learned that the Rosh holds that the problem of our sugya of Tukva Koyim Tzivi Yodah is because the Tfisa B'Sofik Lo Mikri Tfisa. I'm quoting a Rosh. Tfisa B'Sofik Lo Mikri Tfisa. When you're holding something B'Sofik, it's not called a Tfisa. Slowly. That's why I said yesterday that a Tfisa B'Heta is not going to help you. You say that you didn't do an act of Gzela. So what? That classic case of where you didn't do an act of Gzela is that come on after that. I took it from Africa. I didn't do an act of Gzela. It won't help you because the Tfisa B'Shem is not called a Tfisa. So why is Tfisa Bershul's better? What is the Tfisa Bershul's different than a Tfisa Beheter? And why is it better? I said yesterday, correctly, that Tfisa Beheter, that they even do exhale is not going to help you, but Tfisa B'Shem is not called Hashem. Tfisa B'Sofik Loi Mikri Tfisa. Here's our dramatic lesson of the Rosh and Aftes. Over here, it's Oida Oidele, it's more than that. It's Bershul. So first of all, I want to say the Balabatish, and then I'm going to say the Tifalumdus, which is the heart of the Sugya of Tukva Koyim. Heter means I wasn't a Goslin. But nobody gave it to me. The Bailim, the Muzik, didn't go ahead and give it to me Bereshos. Heter is, for example, the case in Naftes. I went ahead and took it from Hefker, I took it from the street, I took it from Rosh Hashanah. I didn't do an act of Gzela. Or the case of the Nichas Beheter, where Taisus brings down that you were there anyway in the house, so you didn't do an act of Gzela once I let you in. Oida Oidele means that I gave you Rishos to take it. It's a different level. I gave you Rishos to take it. It's a different level. I'll explain to you what the different level is. That's Aleph is, okay? So the first thing is that the teretz that the Rosh says to Shmuel is that you did a Rishos. Oida Oidele means I let you take it. I let you take it. That's the Steve. Not that you're not a Gazan. I let you take it. And I brought you the Rosh and Bukhayus today who quotes Ramban. The Ramban and the Ran speak out. They have Rayas. We'll get to the Rayas. I want to just organize our thoughts here. A tfisa bereshos works, even if you talk about it. If it's bereshos, it works. Rabbi brings two rayas, two gemaras which support that. The rayas is not our topic this second. It works. We'll see in a minute why. First of all, the tzuras had Rome, so what did Rosh answer? The reason why Shmuel holds you allowed to grab the 13th month, because it was a tfisa bereshos, so I did that. I let you grab it. I gave you permission to grab it. So that answers all the kashas. So at the end of the day, why are you getting it? Because you're a mozik. I talk for koyin mitzim yodah. Not when it's Bereshos. When it's Bereshos, says the Ramban, says the Chiddush Ramban. That when it's Bereshos, says the Rosh and Bechayus, B'Shem the Ramban. That when it's Bereshos, so it works, slowly. So now all the kashas are answered. What happened to you come in the middle of the month? So why do you get it? You get it because it's by me. Just was a tfisa of Bereshos. When I come in the middle of the month, I grabbed half the month. The Gemara says toughest because you grabbed half the month. That's the pshat. In the Rosh, the answer to Shmuel. The answer to Shmuel is not Nichas Beheter. Nichas Beheter is not going to help me. It's not up to you, Beheter. It's a Tfisa B'Sofik, Levik B'Sofik. You have to go ahead and be a Tfisa B'Rishos. Now, the big question is, why is the Tfisa B'Rishos better? So it's Oide Oidele, so it's better. Why is the Tfisa B'Rishos better? Because here we get to the heart of this video. I'm going to explain at length now. Very Tifa Zachim. And in the coming days, I'm going to bring more rayas to this, explicit rayas to this Yisai. Bear with me. I was saying who taught us, and I'm going to show you a few times where the Rosh is before us. I was saying who taught us that in the din of Avodah Zarah, this word I'm going to say is probably the most important Yisoid in Lashon Mizikin. I was saying who taught us that there's two Yisoidis. There's one thing called Mochzik, and there's one thing called Tafas. Mochzik means we take on your Levalim. Tafas means it's sitting by you. I repeat, there are two Dargas in Avodah Zarah. There's a big Machlekes Kseis in Yisivas in four places, how we learn out both things. But there's no question about it, as we're going to see today and in the coming days, that there are two dargas in the din of Havayit Mechavraya. There's one darga called Tafas, which physically I'm holding onto it. And then there's a thing called Mulzik, who we see as the Vayil. The Ktsais, many, many, many places, took on that there's two dargas. There's a baseline darga of Havayit Mechavraya, we leave it where it is. And then as a result of that, there's also a higher level that we take on that you're the Vayil. I want to show you something interesting, which I started to talk about yesterday. Both in the Rosh over here, and in the Rosh in Bechayres, who brings the Ramban, and doesn't seem to argue on him. The Rosh twice by us, when he brings down the Din of Tukva Koyim, at the beginning of the Rosh, I'm going to build the whole Sikkot area. Hilkach mafkina minei, we take it away from the Koyim, we grab the Mokrino de Becheskas Morakama, we leave it by the Morakama. That's one line. In the end of the Rosh says, "Our mishu masufa badavu shalayim lav la mahanyet fisasa la fuki mecheskes marakama." The Rosh says a number of times that the Yisrael Tarfa Koyin Moitzimi Yodoy is because you're going up against a Marakama. Now, the lesson of Marakama over here is very, very tricky. What do you mean he's a Marakama? We don't know that the Bechor is yours. The Bechor was born as a Suffolk Bechor from the first second. Why is he calling him a Marakama? That's the big question. Why is he calling him a Marakama? What's that because he's calling him a Marakama? His Rabbi Seinu taught us that in this lesson of Marakama, Shtetin the Rush, what we call Mozik. Marakama means that the one who was by first, that's the one we take on who it is. That's a klal mominus. You have to know where you learn it out of. The Marik in his famous Tshuva learns it out of the Cheskos of Yisurim. But the part is that there's a thing called Marakama. Again, the Marakama over here in Agumah is not a real Marakama. He wasn't the known owner of this Bechor beforehand. But the part is about when the state of the Suffolk started was by you. We never that it's also told you otherwise. That's the state of the Suffolk. And about that's the state of the Suffolk, we take on like that until I know otherwise. One second. Exactly. And therefore you're a Mokzik and you're not a Tophos. Same Lashon on the Rosh and Daftes. Same thing. And Daftes, the Rosh we learned yesterday. Look what he says. Hecha de'ikam lukum v'cheskas marakama. When do we take it away from the Kohen? Tophos Kohen mesofik moitzinas v'yodah hecha de'ikam lukum v'cheskas marakama. Because there's a Marakama here. What Marakama? Is the first thing he says, I want to tell like the facts. The first guy is called a Marakama. That means when the Suffolk is born and it's by somebody, we know that it's his. Not because we know that it's his. That's the halacha. The halacha is he's a Mozik. We see him as the Balaam and we take on like that. That's why the Rosh keeps calling this guy a Marakama. That's Aleph. Beis. Take out your printouts of the Rosh in Bechoris that I printed out for you today. The Rosh over here in Bechoris says, the lawyer mean on talk for Kain might see an SVO that Elisha talked for Alvin Isanua Lebalim Hode Havilu. Look at this Lashon here. Alvin Isanua Lebalim Hode Havilu Kain Bailim. The Kain becomes the Bailim. You can faint from such a Lashon. But if I did a Berushos, you become the Bailim. Havilu Bailim Mahmoetzi Mechaber Alvaraya. The other guy is called the Moetzi. Now the other guy can't grab. In the time, he brings two Rayas. Which is not our topic this second. He says a shocking thing. He says that when you have a tzitzit bereshos, so the guy who gets a bereshos, he's called a bailam. You know what I said? No, he's called a bailam. Okay, he's called a bailam. We're talking about a suffolk. Over there, the case was that the guy didn't admit. It's a suffolk over there, pidyon haben. It's a suffolk over there, in petach hamor. What does it mean? He becomes a bailam. What's the bureau? Interest. What he means bailam is I see you as a bailam. I treat you like the bailam. You're the mozik. I'm showing you four Roshes who say this. The first guy is called what we call in Yeshiva Shaprach a Mozik. Mozik means we nemon. You're Mozik, that you're the Bailam. The Rosh twice by us calls the first guy the Yisrael a Marakama. The Rosh and Daf Tes calls the Yisrael a Marakama. And the Rosh and Daf in Bechairis, when he brings down the Ramban that Tfisa Roshos works, he says that by giving a Tfisa Roshos, he is now the Bailam. Shocking Lashon, you can faint from such a Lashon. He's the Bailam. What do you mean he's the Bailam? He's the Bailam. We don't know if the Suffolk where the pigeon petach hamor over there, or the Suffolk over there, pigeon abed. What types of fakers? The answer is we see him as the Bailam. And the Virat Boram therefore is as follows. And we say now the heart of the sugya. What's the difference if you're the Bailam or if you're not the Bailam? State in this Rosh, in the Ramban of Roshos, state in the Rosh that the heart of the sugya is as follows. I repeat, the heart of the sugya is as follows. Number one is called the Marakama. Number one is called a Mozik. Number one is called the Bailam. It doesn't mean Vadei Chas HaShalom, we don't know, but we see him like that. Number two is a Tophos. Number two is a Tophos. The Suffolk of the Gemara, according to the Rosh, is what happens when you have a Mozik going up against a Tophos? You're a Tophos. He's the Bailam. The Bailam is the one who's by first. He's the Marakama. He's the first one. And the first one has a strength that because the Suffolk broke out and it was by him, that's the pashtas of the Zach. We leave it the way it is. Now you went ahead and you did an act of tfisa. So here's what happens. Watch. If, I repeat the word, if you did a bereshos. So I want to break down to the molecules. What does bereshos mean? You know what bereshos means? I'll tell you what bereshos means. Bereshos means that the Yisrael, who looks like the Bailam, gave it over to the Kohen, correct? Now the Kohen looks like the Bailam, because he got it from the guy who looks like the Bailam. And the guy who looks like the Bailam, the guy who's Mosek, the guy who's the Marakama, gave it to him. Allowed him to take it. So now I have a transfer of power. I can now see him as the Mosek, because the other guy gave his two Birshos. That's when it's Birshos. What happens when it's not Birshos? What happens when it's not Birshos? So then you're a Tophos. And the suffix of the Gemara, Motzin, Emotzin is, could a Mosek, what happens when I'm a Tophos against a Mosek in a Makam of a suffix? This is what the Sugya is about. When I have a suffix, and I'm a Tophos, by the way, how do I know this, that this is what the Sugya is about? Because the Rosh, the Shem, the Ramban speaks out in Bechoris that when you do a Tkifa Bereshos, there is no Sugya. Because over there you look like the Baal, if you look like the Baal, I'll throw out a line. Lamaisa, you're changing the Psak. The answer is, no. The minute that I look like the Baal, the ball game's over. What does that tell us? What does that teach us? What that teaches us is that the Sugya of Moitzin and Emitzin is only relevant where, when is the Sugya Negea? When you're not Baalim. What are you then? I want to understand the Rosh. When you do a Bereshos, you're called the Baalim. And when you don't do a Bereshos, what are you called? There was a Sugi here, right? That's when the Sugi broke out. The Machlekes of Metzi and the other broke out when you're not the Baalim. So what are you if you're not the Baalim? If you're not the Baalim, you're a Tophos. You're physically holding on to it. Right now, it's by you. That teaches us, that's what Galatos, that what the Sugi is about is when I'm the Morakama, when I'm the Mosek, when I look like the Baalim, and you're a Tophos, do I take it away from you or not? Does the Tophos win against Baalim? Do I have enough to go take it away from you? You'll tell me, what do you mean? The answer is, what do you mean? It's a suffix. It was up to you, now it's by you, now it's by me. There's a suffix over here. Suffix, what's up is you're better off than me. Ah, you're the Mosek, but now I'm the Tophos. You're right, you are the Morakama in this story. You have an advantage that when the suffix broke, it was by you. When the suffix broke, you look like the Baalim. When the suffix broke, we took on that you're the Mosek. Well, I said, now it's by me. The situation changed. I'm a Tophos. You're right, I can't become a Mosek because I'm number two. But I'm a Tophos. Talk for Kemetzi miyodei, Emetzi miyodei. Moitzi miyodei. Do we take it away from you? I want the Elam to hear the ring. Kaki Baltim Rabbi said, Elam hears the ring of the music of the Sugya. Is the fact that I'm a Mosek enough to take away from you? Did Elam hear what I just said? Is the fact Moitzin miyodei, Emetzi miyodei. I'm sure you all realize that Chazal could have used a Lashon that would have been less confusing. The Moitzin Emetzi is always confusing. What does it mean? Why this is a Lashon Moitzin miyodei, Emetzi miyodei? It's a lot of grammar now, right? The answer is no. The Shail is Moitzin. The Shail is, right now it's by you. And the topic is the fact that I'm a Mosek and I'm the Morakama, and this topic, is that enough to take away from the fact that you're a Tophos? That's the suffix of the Gemara. That's what the suffix is about. Mitzin or Emitzin is the Muzakas that I have, is the Marakamishkeit that I have, is the looking like the Bailas that I have. Is that enough to Mitzi from the Kain or not Mitzi? Is enough to take away from a Tophos? That's what the Sugi is about. What I just said is the Taich of the Sugi itself. The Sugi is Mitzin Emitzin is the fact that I was the Muzak on this. So, it means like this. I want to say Dava Noya. Stay in the Rosh that fundamentally we could change the Psak. Fundamentally we could change the Psak. Just the part is, I'm a Mosek. Moitzin, I am Moitzin. Do I take it away from the Tophos? Is my Mosekus strong enough to take it away from him? Frege Chakashi, what do you mean take it away from him? Who's he? A guy came along and grabbed it. What do you mean I grabbed it? Why not? Moitzin, I am Moitzin. Am I allowed to take it away from you or not? Now you're the Tophos. The guy didn't act of Zayla, and the guy did this, and who cares? The Russians went to Bari, you're allowed to grab it. We'll see in a minute why. By the way, why Bari works, I'm saying this in parentheses, why is Bari better? Did you see the Lashon of the Rosh by us? Ain't koyach lahoitzi. You don't have the koyach to take out of a bari. A bari? That you don't have koyach to take out of. That's what the whole sugi is about. The sugi is, when I'm a mulzik, when I look like the Baalim, when I'm the Morakama, could I take away from a Tophos or not? Do I have the koyach to be moitzi? When the guy's a shema, you don't have the koyach to be moitzi. You have the koyach to be moitzi. A mulzik takes away from moitzi. Comes along the Rosh and the Shem the Rabban. What happens if I do a Bereshos? I do a Bereshos, have like a Baalim. Now you look like the Baalim. Now you take on a Mosek. A Mosek could take away from a Mosek. That doesn't bother me.
Why is that true?
I explained why before. Because Rishos doesn't just mean that you didn't do an Aver. Rishos means that I'm the one who accesses to you. So when we look at it with our eyes, what do we see? That the guy who looked like the Baalim gave it to the second guy. So now he looks like you. You know what I said? You didn't even let me finish your sentence. Not the first time I'm saying this. Not the first time I'm learning this, yeah? He said it's number 10. Listen, I'm saying it's a Tifazach. The whole side of Mosekus is how we see things. We don't know for sure that it is. Okay? How do we see it? I'm looking at it with my eyes, and I see that the guy who looks like the Baalim went ahead and gave it up to him. So I don't see him as the Baalim. I see him as the Baalim now. That's the side. The side is, who do I see as the Baalim? Is the part as if the guy grabbed it with an act of violence, so he's not more than a Tophos. But if I see that, I'm looking at the picture from my Baal Batish eyes, right? And I'm looking at the guy. Up to now I saw you as the Baal. Now I see. He went ahead and gave it over to the guy. He said, Rivakasha. He himself gave it over. So whatever we saw by you, we now see by him. Because you gave over whatever you had in it, whatever we saw by you, you now went ahead and legal tender, took it on a silver platter, and gave it over to the other guy. You gave it over to the guy now. You gave it over to the masker over there. It's not a kinyan. It's not about kinyanim. It's not about ownership, Bachal. It's about how we see it. It's about what the pashtus is. Up to now, the pashtus was by you. Now that you went ahead, That's the tifkat over here. You went ahead and you gave it to him. So now we see it by him. Zok the lashon of the Ramban over there, shakin lashon. This is the foundation of all sugya. Have a like your Bailam. You're the Bailam. That's the Yisoy de Rishus Dos. I want to repeat now what I just said from a different direction. I want to summarize from a different direction. What I did was, I used the Rosh is Havana of the Ramban in Bechoyres to explain what Tisa Bershus is. That's what I did. And then I said, if that's true, then I have a whole new Havana what the Sugi is about. What did I say? I see in the Ramban that Tisa Bershus makes you into a Bailam. That fits very well with the Lashon that the Rosh has been saying all along, Marakama, Marakama, Marakama. So what does the Rosh say? If you become a Muzik, if you become the Bailam, then you can grab it. So what is the sugi about? So when can't you grab it? When you don't look like the Baal. What are you then? You're just a tophus. That's why I'm building the sugi. I'm building the sugi backwards. If it says in the Rosh that the Maila of Tisa Bershus is that it makes you into the Baalim, A. And B, that stems very well with the fact that the Rosh has gone out of his way to explain that the entire sugi is based on that the first guy is a Marakama. So 1 + 1 = 2 = 3 = 3, not 2. If I have one, that the mile of Tisa Bershus is that you're called a Bailam, and I have two that the Rosh says, then what? That the mile of the first guy is Marakama, so then I understand, and what happens when you don't have Rishus? You're not the Bailam. All you are is a what? Is a Tophis. So what's the Sugi about? The Sugi is, can a Mukzik, now that you're a Tophis, and you didn't do a Rishus, you're just a Tophis. I don't see it by you as the Bailam, but he's the Marakama. By the way, the Rosh didn't say that the second guy is the Marakama. The Rosh says that you can't take out of the Marakama. Is the Marakamishkeit that I have is enough to be mighty from the Tophis. That's what the sugi is about. That's why I built the sugi over here, what the Milo of Rishos is, and what happens when you don't have a Rishos, where there you don't, not the Bailam, and there the first guy applies the Marakama, so what are you? You're a Tophis. So what's the sugi about? The sugi is, could a Muzakas, the Marakama guy, the first guy, could he take out from the Tophis? What do I say? The Meister from Nuna Argon says, look, it's by me, and now that it's sitting by me, you're not much better than me, you're just a Mosik, you might be the first guy, you might be the Marakama, and that's not enough to take out for me. That's the pshat over here. One second. That's the pshat in the sugi according to Rosh. That's what the sugi is about. What the sugi is about is, can you be a Tophos? Can you stand up to a Mosakus? Now I have to say more. What happens if I'm a Bari? What happens if I'm a Bari? Says the Rosh, when you're a Bari, ain b'koich alohaytzi. That means, hagam that you're the Mosek, hagam that you're the Marakama, hagam that you're the Bailam. When I say these words, I don't mean vaday chas v'shalom. Ain b'koich from a Bari, you can't take out. A tophos with a Bari, you can't take out. Because the pshat in the sugya is, because the Shem is a weak tfisa, tfisa v'sofik v'mikvi tfisa, and a weak tfisa can't stand up to a Marakama, can't stand up to a Mosek. Hashtaka tfisa kut. I have nothing to say about it right now. Okay? That's what he says. Ain b'koich. The guy's a Bari, then you kick him along and say, no, it's mine. It's not for sure yours. The guy's a Bari. But the guy's a Shema, which is a grayus, and his holding, as that holding can't stand up to the Marakama. When it's Rishos, I go back and say, but when it's Rishos, but when you have the oide, when it's Rishos, then, says the Rosh, then you're like Bailam. What do I care if you're like Bailam? So what? The Teretz says, I don't have the problem of Mugzik being waiting for Tophos, because now you're the Marakama. Tfisa, I want to say a magnificent thought. Dover Noira, Dover Nifla, Dover Amiti. I asked Akasha, and I said, how could the Rosh bring a Rael Halacha that you're not allowed to grab from Nachman? And Nachman says the problem is only because it's Karka, but I'm a Talpa, you'd be allowed to grab. Yeah, it's all right. I might repeat the Akasha again. How could the Rosh, in the beginning of his shtickle, by us, bring a Rael Halacha that you're not allowed to grab from Nachman? Rav Nachman says, you're allowed to grab. If it's metaltal, then just karka, you can't grab. That was kasha number one. Now I'm eating on a new kasha. I followed on the same shot, Rav Nachman. Haloi, Shmuel says, you're allowed to grab the 13th month. Why are you allowed to grab the 13th month? Because Tfisa Bershus. If he holds a Tfisa Bershus, who cares if it's karka? And if it's not Tvisa Brishos, so why is he talking about Karka? He's talking about Talpumos, repeating the same Kash in two ways. One way he's asking the Kash is, I'm asking a Kash on the Rosh. How could the Rosh bring a Raya for Rav Nachman that talked for Koyim? But see, the Rav Nachman only said by Karka, not by Talpum. If anything, he says by Karka. But then I have a Kash on the Gemara itself. I don't understand the Gemara. How's Rav Nachman? Shmuel came along and said, you're allowed to give the 13th month. Why are you allowed to give the 13th month? Because Brishos. What did Rav Nachman hold? He held it wasn't Brishos. He held it wasn't Brishos, or he didn't hold it Brishos. So what's the argument with Karka? He should say Sam. Nothing works. He doesn't hold it. This is Yisoid. Elamai holds it the Yisoid. So what's up with Karka now? Elamai, it's a separate one in Karka. So there's no Shaykh Bechal. I go back to the Rosh. What did the Rosh want from the Rav Nachman? But I'm asking now what's about Rav Nachman. What did Rav Nachman hold? If Rav Nachman agreed to Brishos, so what's the problem then? But I give it to Karka. Elamai, he didn't agree to the Brishos. He didn't agree to the Brishos. So then you should argue about it. I'll tell him also. What's Totsuch over here? As I want to say, a Mabel de Kavod. It goes like this. This is the Emes of Shah and the Rosh. Watch. Hold on to your seats now. Pshat Zazay. It was the 13th month. The Rosh and Tosis held, I'm going to say a four-step part. Step one is, the Rosh and Tosis held that the 13th month was grabbed, right? Talk for crying. How did I grab the 13th month? We spread already last week. I, the money's by you. So what do we answer? I grabbed the Ishtamash of the 13th month. Step one. So we had a kash on Shmuel. How could you give the 13th month? Why are you potter like Shmuel? Teretz was a Tvisa Brishos. I did a Tvisa Brishos. Now we start. Step three. What does the Tvisa Brishos do? Tvisa Brishos says that I'm not just the toughest, I'm a what? I'm Moksik. What does a Moksik mean, says the Rosh and Bukhari? Step three. You look like the violin. You became the more common, right? Came Rav Nachman and said, oh no, by a karka, I can't look at you like the violin. Bet not. How tough as you could be on the Ishtamshus. But Bailam, I can't see you as the Bailam because Karka Becheska is Baile Omedes. Karka always stays by the Bailam. And he's Rav Nachman was responding, what did you, Shmuel, say that you're allowed to grab the 13th month because he did a Bereshos? Rav Nachman knew all that. He said to Heilig Rav Nachman, what are you coming to accomplish? What are you coming to do? What are you coming to do? And what did I say? The Bereshos is not just a what? You're not just a what? I day the Rishos of the 13th month, you're not just a what? A tafos. You're a what? You're a mulzik. Said Rav Nachman, mulzik you can't be. By Karka, you can't be mulzik. You can't be mulzik by Karka. I can't see you as the Bailam. Because Karka becheskes b'alei hametz. I see you as the Bailam? That I can't do. I see the Karka always becheskes b'alei hametz. Metaltalim not. Metaltalim you can grab Rishos. Metaltalim you can grab. You know why you're allowed to grab over there? Because it was Rishos. The Rosh already said it was Rishos. You're allowed to grab it. I can see you as the Bailam. Karka, I can't see you as the Bailam. Why can't I keep the Karka as the Bailam? I can't see it. Karka, I always see by the Bible. I see it by the Bible. I see it by him. Said the Rosh, okay, very good. They're fine. Machlekes Rav Nachman and Shmuel is Niflum Oed, Amita Shatar. Shmuel said, I grabbed the 13th month. It was Roshos. Everything's fine. Everybody agrees you're allowed to grab the 13th month. What Rav Nachman answered? What are you trying to accomplish with the 13th month? Grab it. Roshos? What's Roshos doing? Roshos allows you to grab it because you're not a Tophos anymore. You're a Mokzik. Karka, you can't be a Mokzik. Because Karka is always Chesbala Medes. So the Rosh, wonderful, that's good. In fact, the Rosh, Beseder, say, I can't make you into a Mokzik, but you're still a what? I can't make you into a Mokzik, I can't see you as the Bailim, but you're still a Tophos. Why are you a Tophos? I grabbed the Ishtamshus. Rav Nachman didn't mean to say I can't grab Ishtamshus. He agreed you can grab Ishtamshus. But Rav Nachman said, what do you want to accomplish? I did the grabbing. You're not allowed to grab. The answer is Rishos, and I say the Rishos. What does Rishos do? Rishos too said that I'm seen as the Bailam, not just the Tophos. Karka becheskes b'alei hametz, no. In fact, the Rosh, very nice, Rav Nachman said that I can't see you as the Bailam. I can't utilize the Revachim and the prophets of doing a Rishos. Thus nisht. Oh, but tachlis, I grabbed the 13th month of Nishtamshus. It's Tophos. Might not be Mosek, because Karka becheskes b'alei hametz. But physical tfisa on Nishtamshus, I took the Nishtamshus. Why can't I do that? That's right, I talked for Kohen, but Zimi Yodi, the Tophos can't work against a Mosek. That's the Niflum Oy, the Rai of Rav Nachman, that the Rosh brought from Nachman. What was our Kash? I repeat. The Kasha was, I'm going to repeat again now from a different angle. The Kasha was, how could the Rosh bring a Rai for Rav Nachman, talked for Kohen, with Zimi Yodi, when Rav Nachman spoke about Karka? That's the Kasha. I want to repeat the Kasha and say the Teretz from a different direction now. The kasha on the Rosh was, how could the Rosh bring a raya from Nachman that you're not allowed to grab? Rav Nachman said a different problem. The problem is karka. That's the kasha. How could you bring a raya if it's a Greek? It's Greek. The shach is the kasha, really. The helik shach. The shach is the kasha. How can you bring a raya from Nachman that you're not allowed to grab? But when Rav Nachman said the problem is karka. The answer is a whole shtickle Torah. The answer is that the Rav Nachman said the problem with karka. He didn't mean to say you can't grab karka. What did he mean to say? What did Rav Nachman? So you know it all is like this. The kasha on the rush is how can you bring a raya from Nachman you can't grab? Rav Nachman said the problem is karka. The answer to that is, let's be mine, what is the problem of karka? If the problem of karka is that you can't grab karka, so the ball game's over, there's no right from Nachman. Teretz of Nachman didn't mean that. What did Rav Nachman mean? What did Rav Nachman mean when he said there's a problem with karka? He didn't mean you can't grab karka, you can grab karka. What he meant was a whole shtickle Torah. He meant to say like this. You, Shmuel, said you're allowed to grab the 13th month. Why did you, Shmuel, say you're allowed to grab the 13th month? Why is that? Because you did a Rishos. And what's the mile of Rishos? Rishos allows me to see you as the Bailon. Said Rav Nachman, that darg of Rishos which allows me to see you as the Bailon, that I don't have by karka. Said the Rosh, okay, so you don't have that darg. But what about the baseline Zach of Tophos? Oh, that's Tark for Koyin, but see me other. So the Rosh had a raya that Lahalach we paskin, Tark for Koyin, but see me other. I, Rav Nachman, came along and said that the problem is karka. Rav Nachman said that the problem is karka, only clapping the darg of Rishos. If you want to use the darg of Rishos, which allows me to see you as the Bailon, on that Nachman said that karka can't see you as the Bailon because karka becheskus ba'le amedes. Oh, but the Rosh said, laz up the word of Rishos. Halay, there's another agenda. Stop, could you be toughest from a thing? That's what the sugya of Metzim Yodah and Metzim Yodah is. You're right, you don't have the darg of Rishos. Well, treat it as if you didn't have Rishos. Laz up Rishos. You're right, karka doesn't get the mile of Rishos. Let's go back to good old Tfisa. Rav Amnuna says you're allowed a chap. Yeah, just talk for karma, it's yimiyodoy. So if the pshat of the Rav Nachman would have been that by karka you physically can't grab anything involved in karka, so the Rav Nachman is a shaykh, it's not a if anything, fakert, he's a raya that who we would tell them, you're allowed to grab, fakert. But if he bowed, we said that there's a sugya called Rishos. And the mile of Rishos is copy the higher level. And of that, the Heiliger of Nachman said that the higher level you don't have. Said the Rosh, that's one agenda, that's very nice. But there's another agenda. Forget about becoming a Muzik. What about becoming a Tophis? A Tophis I am. I grab the Shtamshus. Elamites are right, Tarfur Koyim, let's see me other, the Tophis doesn't work. That's the emes of Shat Lamita Shal Torah. What was his right from Nachman? That means the Gemara over there spoke about one topic, and the Rosh was talking about a different topic. The Gemara was handling over there what? Whether Rishos works. And on that he said, karka doesn't work, with Talpum it does work. And the Rosh was saying, what? A different topic. Okay, laws up. You don't have the mile of Rishos. You're mile. I can't see a bailum. Oh, but let it be stam, dry, toughest. And Rav Nuna says, talk to me. He says, no, we passed the talk for Kremlin. See me out there. That's the shot. Emes Lamita. But all this is based on the fact that there's a new agenda here. I mean, all this is based on the fact that Rishos is a new agenda. And that's based on the fact that the whole sugi is about Morakama versus Tophis. And when you're Bereshos, you come to Morakama, you come to Bailim, so then you can keep it. And by Karaka Rav Nachman said you can't, said the Rosh, okay, that's very nice. That's beside the Mile of Bereshos. But there's another agenda. Stam, the good old shot of Tfisa Besofik, Havi Tfisa Nat. Tfisa Besofik. What the Rosh called it, is the other agenda. Tfisa Besofik, stop Tfisa Besofik, without being Bereshos, without being the Morakama, without being the Bailim. What happened to that? On that, the Rosh said, it's a rider, Rav Nachman, who we pass can like usually hold Tark for Koyim, but see me other. Because if Rav Nachman would have held Tark for Koyim, it's the other, I wouldn't care that it's Karka. Karka only knocks out the mile of Rishos, it knocks out the higher dark of Musik. But it doesn't knock out the fundamental Zach that I grabbed the Shemushim. It's a rider, Tark for Koyim, but see me other. The Al-Khoira is the answer to all the kashas on the Rosh. That's the sheet of the Rosh. Tomorrow, Mr. Hashem, we're going to stop at Shotei Vomitlachas, Chloe Tfisa of the Ramban, Be'achov HaGdol. The Ramban has 10 stations along the way. We're going to go through the whole Ramban inside, bring a Ramban to Shir tomorrow. Should I print that on the sheet? Everyone has crevices? What? Everybody? So, I'll print that on the sheet, fine. You lazy? Fine. The print out was dedicated to the Schuster of Shem Tvakon. That's Locha in Kol Inyonim.